text me from the bus. Well, I do what I gotta do to get through working at 9 to 5. It's killing me, but then again, it's keeping me alive. It puts the gas in my truck, butter on my biscuit, couple bucks when I'm itching for scratch off ticket.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Teresa Taylor. Heading into the Thanksgiving holiday, more Coloradans are contagious with COVID-19 than ever before. And the state is still on track to exceed intensive care capacity by mid-January. That's according to the latest data released by health officials on Tuesday. An estimated 1 in 41 Coloradans are contagious with coronavirus, up from 1 in 49 last week, and a large increase from an estimated 1 in 110 in recent weeks. The mayor of Longmont does not want the city's two hospitals to treat COVID-19 patients from Weld County or any other county that refuses to comply with state restrictions. Mayor Brian Bagley has asked City Council to consider a proposed resolution that would make it unlawful for any health care provider to provide medical services to any resident of a county or a municipality wherein their elected officials have refused to comply with the governor's emergency orders. The Jefferson County GOP is calling for an audit of the 2018 and 2020 elections, expressing concerns with the Dominion voting systems technology the county and 61 others across the state use in elections. On its website, Dominion Voting Systems dedicated its main page to clearing up some of the misinformation that's been going around, insisting that the systems are secure. The company says the allegations are so serious, its employees are being harassed and threatened, and that one employee even had a bounty put out on them. And cutting down a Christmas tree is a beloved holiday activity for many Coloradans, and despite COVID-19 and wildfires, you can still participate in the tradition this year. In addition to a state park, several national forests are selling Christmas tree permits this season. Permits for Arapahoe and Roosevelt National Forests are now on sale at the recreation.gov website. I'm Teresa Taylor on the Rocky Mountain News Network.
This holiday season, give them the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Buy them a Steel. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree, to fashionable accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide is packed with great ideas for everyone on your list. For a gift that keeps on giving all year long, pick up the quiet, lightweight, and long-running performance of the Steel AK Homeowner Series of battery-powered tools. Convenient all-in-one sets featuring tool, battery, and charger start at only $199.95. Legendary Steel performance is easy to use, easy to give, and hard to beat. Find the perfect gifts and wrap up all your holiday shopping at your local Steel dealer. Or shop online at steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Kids are full of energy, but keeping them active in their teen years can be a challenge. Aim for an hour of physical activity every day. If they like sports, that's a great place to start. Keep the focus on fun, not winning, and encourage your child to do a variety of activities. If your child isn't meeting that 60-minute goal, gradually increase their activity in ways they enjoy. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? we can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you, and still the government won't admit they faked a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning, don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where I had this foil lined, in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar.
Peculiar.
There's a big conspiracy.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Open Forum Wednesday. This is Brain Cleavage, and I'm your host, Kara. This, you know, Brain Cleavage, the place where thinking is always robust and intelligence is never artificial. Where else can you find that being the case? I'd say pretty much nowhere. So welcome and enjoy. We're going to have a fun show today. Today I've got my friend Lee Turner Jr. with me from Tango Firearms Training, and we're going to talk about, guess what, firearms and a whole bunch of fun stuff. Well, it's not always fun. Sometimes it's really not fun at all, but I think you will find that our discussion will be very entertaining and pleasant. You'll learn a lot, and it's always a pleasure to have Lee with me on Brain Cleavage. Welcome to Brain Cleavage, Lee.
Thank you very much, Kara. It's a pleasure always coming here and being with you on this show.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a lot of fun, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We do. So great to have you back. Now, you know, we've got an announcement to make, in fact. You are going to have your own show on KHNC starting in January. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. When I was approached by KHNC to do my own show, I think a wave of excitement and nerves.
And nausea?
No. And nausea. I thought, how am I going to do this? I thought, well, if I can train 1 to 12 people, maybe I can train a whole radio full of listeners.
Yes.
I decided to name the show Don't Be a Victim.
Excellent.
And
name.
I want to keep a variety of topics with this. And I'm hoping to make it very educational and entertaining at the same time.
Wonderful. Well, with that in mind, Lee, let's go ahead and ask for some feedback from our listening audience as well. We have an email set up for you through KHNC, or it's a KHNC email. So it's identified as KHNC. It's really easy, and it's a way for people to send you messages and communicate with you. And so for now, in preparation for your show that's starting in January, you and I talked ahead of time, and we both agreed that it would be cool if people wanted to reach out to you and sort of give you their ideas, tell you what they'd like you to address, tell you what questions they have, and just sort of help you to begin building a library of material for your show that would make it relevant to the listeners. And so I'm going to give that email out, and we can give it out again later as well.
Okay.
This email is Lee, L-E-E, at khnc.net. So if anybody wants to communicate with Lee ahead of his program starting in January, that would be the best way to get in touch with him.
Yeah, I'd really enjoy some show ideas. But again, like I said, it's going to be Don't Be a Victim, which is going to be a wide variety. I've already had a couple people, like I'm going to have on as guests, hopefully you.
Thank you.
Glenn Biddle, my mentor and great friend, Buddy Myers of Tall Guns out of Loveland, Colorado. Mm-hmm. This man he's a wizard of firearms, laws, constitution. Another buddy of mine, Kendrick Ilridge of On Point Arms. We're going to just do a gun show. You know, he's an online gun dealer. So we're going to try to put some very educational and entertaining shows together for people.
Excellent. That's wonderful. Well, congratulations on getting your own show, Lee.
Thank you.
I think it's going to be a real great addition to our lineup. So with that in mind, I'd like to also just make this statement that I think we have a really diverse audience, and this is what makes it a little bit difficult to plan for a show like this. It's not always this way on every topic, but on this topic, we've got guys and gals who have a ton of experience with firearms and have owned firearms, shot firearms all their lives. A lot of them are hunters and things like that. But we also have a group of people who, more of them are women, who maybe don't have firearms, but they very fiercely believe in the Second Amendment, and maybe they've just not ever personally gotten involved and learned how to, you know, handle their own firearms or own their own. And I feel like, you know, we want to try to hit a sweet spot today in this interview with reaching out with items and with content that would maybe address the specific interests of both of those groups of people. So that's kind of my goal in what we're going to do today. And
okay.
You're going to have to figure out what you're going to do in terms of that on your show. But it'll be really interesting.
I've already got some ideas drawn up, especially for my first one. I'm hoping to make it more of a introduction about what's coming, who I am, what I'm about, what the shows are going to be about. So
okay.
I'm hoping to attract listeners through that.
You will, I have no doubt. Well, let's start out with a heavy issue, and this is we've all heard about different kinds of guns, and regardless of whether we're experienced or not, everybody has heard of AKs and ARs. And there's a lot of misunderstanding and misinformation about that those kinds of weapons, and I can speak for myself. I'm not one of those experienced people. So I thought, like, an AK and an AR, like, I'm thinking those are heavy duty. I didn't know. I thought, well, I think they're semi-automatics. I thought they were probably assault rifles. And now I realize that I'm learning more. That's not true. So help us clear up what ARs and AKs are and whether they are or are not assault rifles and why or why not. And then we're going to talk about why there's so much confusion over that.
Oh, so the great liberal myth of assault rifle. It's not assault rifle, okay? And first, fully automatics are illegal.
Okay.
So
AR does not mean assault rifle.
No, it actually stands for Armalite rifle.
Ah.
Okay, unlike some other ones who stand up on platforms and say it stands for assault rifle. It does not stand for assault rifle. They're actually called sporting rifles.
Okay. So some people who maybe are not so friendly and accepting of the Second Amendment want people to think that these are assault rifles.
They do. It's just, I mean, you can shoot the same type of rounds out of bolt action.
All right. We're going to talk some more about this when we come back from the break. And we'll give you a phone number in case anybody wants to ask questions or be a part of this conversation. So hang on. We'll be back after these few messages on Brain Cleavage with Lee Turner Jr. from Tango Firearms Training.
My name is Dwayne Brothwell. Listen to my show, Mystery Babylon, every Sunday, 11 a.m. I will show you how the birth certificate image of the beast binds you to Babylon the bank for the debt money we use to buy and sell with. That's every Sunday, 11 a.m.
Hello, I'm Dr. Maria Kurchevskaya, co-owner of Front Range Academy of Music, or FRAM for short. I have over 20 years' experience studying, performing, and teaching piano in Russia and the U.S., We offer lessons in piano, trumpet, and clarinet, as well as group lessons in music theory and history. To learn more, please visit our website, www.fr-am.com. Contact us to give your child the gift of music today.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation. Today's telecommunications networks are focused on improving the customer experience. Maxcom has developed a new fiber tap to reduce and eliminate customer downtime while troubleshooting and testing the network. The device maintains signal continuity to subscribers while providing a test port for troubleshooting. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Why does it seem America is slowly sinking? Whose fault is it? It's not the Obamas or the Clintons. It's not Republicans or Democrats. It's not corporations, the military, or foreign countries. It's the Federal Reserve, a central banking system made up of private bankers that corrupt and control virtually all aspects of the world's money supply and the economy. All of the major problems of the world can be traced to the Federal Reserve and central banks of other countries. Hi, I'm Jason with the Colorado Front Range News Hour. Catch my show with co-host Brian here on KHNC 3 to 4, Monday through Friday. We sell gold and silver, the best way to protect your hard-earned money. Call 800-951-0592 and keep those blood-sucking bankers out of your wallet.
Well, you know, in order to have peace, you have to have deterrence. That's my opinion, and I think President Reagan agreed with that. So we're talking about some dicey issues when we're talking about firearms, but that's what we're doing today with Lee Turner Jr. He is an ex-Marine, combat Marine, disabled. He is an NRA certified firearms trainer, and he owns the company Tango Firearms Training. He is a great instructor. I've been through a couple of his courses. I'm a dummy. Mm-hmm. I'm ignorant. I did not grow up learning about guns or how to handle them or anything. And I'm now trying to educate myself because I think that's the responsible thing for all of us to do, really, mm-hmm. especially when we have bands of people marauding through the streets and barricading police into police stations and then setting them on fire. So we have to be ready to protect ourselves and our loved ones. And I don't know that I'm the one who will be on that line, but I want to understand what they go through. And I want to, if I'm not the one standing out there protecting, then I want to be protecting those who are protecting us. So there's a place for everybody.
Pretty and nice attitude. Yes.
Yeah, it's just necessary. You can't be a, I love that title for your show, Lee. Don't be a victim. If you know, failing to plan is planning to fail. So failing to plan is planning to be a victim.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to do that. Now, we were talking about AKs and ARs when we went away to the break. Mm-hmm. And actually, AK, I've got to get my friend Maria Kruskaya, who is Russian, and she's one of my sponsors of this show. I've got to get her to come on at some point. She's coming on in December. She'll have to tell us how to pronounce what AK stands for because we can't do it. Lee and I don't know how to pronounce that Russian word.
I would tailpipe that one. You know, I don't speak Russian, and with my hillbilly accent, there's just no way I could even get it out. But it definitely don't stand for assault. It does not stand for assault.
All right, so we've established that.
Yes.
Now, let's go back over what are these two rifles? What are they? We know what they're not. And let's talk about, like, what does assault mean? Does it mean fully automatic military grade? Is that what assault means?
Assault is a military grade rifle. Okay, these are civilian rifles because they're broken down into semi-automatic form. But, again, the same rounds as the 5.56 or the 223 that is shot through the AR. It can be shot through a bolt action. It can be shot through a wooden stock semi-automatic, a single action. I have a single action breakdown. You have to break it down, put one round in, and it shoots a 223.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it looks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what scares the people who are not firearm friendly.
So are you saying that fully automatic weapons grade, military grade weapons can shoot the same ammunition as AKs and ARs?
Just in a different function.
But that, to me, if as a person that is the subject of misinformation, because
mm-hmm.
we all are the targets for misinformation, that wouldn't bother me. I wouldn't, as a civilian, I wouldn't say, oh, I'm really worried because this weapon and that weapon shoot the same ammo. I mean, maybe some would, but I wouldn't. I'm concerned with other things like how deadly and lethal are the weapons, how likely are they to be misused. You know, I don't know. I also don't buy this thing about let's make these weapons, certain weapons, illegal, because if they're illegal, then the people that will have them will be ones who don't care about the law, and the ones who won't have them will be those who don't have something of equal power to fire back with.
And I'm glad you said that, because it's not the firearm. It's who holding it
mm-hmm.
that makes it deadly. Okay, a firearm in my hands is you want a firearm in my hands when I'm standing behind you in a grocery line. Mm-hmm. You want that.
Yes.
Now, the threat, the bad guy, you don't want him to have it. So it's not the firearm that makes it deadly. It's the person holding the firearm that makes it deadly.
Well, what do you, you know, obviously this is a very political issue, and it's really not, it's really disingenuous for certain politicians and certain political action committees or groups to be trying to make people think that they're only trying to outlaw the guns that are not safe for anybody to have, basically. Isn't that really their message?
Their message is to outlaw them all.
But what they're saying is the first, what I just said. But the truth is they really want to outlaw all of them.
Yeah.
Now, in some nations, in some countries, pretty much effectively, all firearms are outlawed. What do you know about the crime rate in those countries? Don't they still
they
have
still
people?
Have a high, if a threat wants to end your life, he'll do it with a bat knife club. He'll do it with a brick. He'll do it with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
If a threat wants to end your life, he's going to.
Do they still have criminals that somehow get into those countries and commit homicides with firearms?
Well, of course they do. Look at the knife attacks in London. I mean, they're going through with knife attacks. Are they going to ban knives? You never can cut your steak no more?
I think they would.
They would try.
Yeah.
That's the point they want to get us to.
So if a person wants to have... Let's talk about this from the standpoint of the average person who sees that there's a lot of violence in our nation. It's gone way up in the last year. You know, we've got a lot of unrest. We've got people that are worried that they're not going to be able to eat because their jobs are threatened, that people are worried about the skinhead type people that are protesting and taking over many city blocks in certain cities like Portland and Seattle. And what has happened in Minneapolis. So people have a reason to legitimately be concerned about self-defense.
Yes.
So if you wanted to have – just start by getting yourself armed at least minimally, would you recommend somebody has a good handgun and also some kind of rifle? Would that be a good place to start?
Definitely starting with a handgun. Okay, and definitely trying to find the proper training to use that handgun. Just because you go out to a store or you go up to somebody, and there's nothing wrong with asking their qualifications. Okay, say, hey, what's your qualifications? Well, I'm a certified pistol instructor. Okay, what's your qualifications before that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was a forklift operator at Walmart. You might want to start looking elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to find qualifications of good quality instructors.
Uh-huh.
That's why I provide the courses I do, because not every handgun is meant for every person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to a big wholesale warehouse and they say, yeah, this is the great gun for you. They don't ask you, can you chamber around in it?
Right.
Is the grip too big for you?
Right.
Okay.
And they just show you the most expensive things they have.
Exactly. It's probably some 19-year-old. He's trying to earn a paycheck. The only thing he knows about that gun is what the yellow tag says.
Okay. So let me direct us in a certain direction here. Because I remember one of the your basic handgun class that I took.
Yeah, I learned to shoot.
Oh, my gosh. I knew nothing. And now I know a little bit. I can not be dangerous anymore because I'm starting to learn and be responsible. But I remember one person who was in the class had I don't know what kind of a gun it was, but it was a semi-automatic handgun. And they got it out when we got to the part of the class where you give people training, you know, without live rounds, of course, mm-hmm. in how to handle whatever gun it is that they're handling. And this gun that this woman had purchased – she couldn't handle it. She couldn't rack it. She couldn't put the bullet in the chamber with that gun.
Yeah.
And that, you said, happens quite a bit because mm-hmm. people don't know what they're doing sometimes if they go buy a gun before they're trained. And so there were some basics that came out of the class too. The difference, like there are lots of handguns, but there's two main categories and people don't even use the right terminology, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the difference between a pistol and a revolver. Let's start there.
Yeah, there is a difference. A revolver, also nicknamed the wheeled gun. The wheel gun. Sorry if my southern accent kicks some of y'all out there, but it's going to happen. And then the semi-automatic is a pistol. Now, especially like I tell my beginners, if you choose to go with a semi-automatic, you better become very intimate with these. You better learn all their functions, all their levers, and you definitely better learn the pistol malfunctions of them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the simplicity and the ease of use of a revolver can now get you at ease where you can start learning the basics of handgun and learning how to shoot. And then once you become more confident and your skills grow, that'll let your range, your firearms that you choose, grow.
Let's talk a little bit about some misconceptions, and this relates to safety and the kind of gun that would be most suitable for people. So a revolver, some people – well, I'll be honest. People like me who don't have experience, or just mm-hmm. looking at it, just touching a gun was scary to me. And in a way, that's good. You don't want to touch something if you're not equipped to properly handle it. But let's say you're dealing with a revolver rather than a pistol. What if you drop it? Some of us were afraid, oh, my gosh, that might go off and shoot somebody.
Well, for one, it depends on the stage that it is in, okay? A revolver, uncocked, means you do not cock the hammer back.
Mm-hmm.
It's safe. You can drop it. It's not going to go off.
Mm-hmm.
But now if you cock the hammer and drop it, you take a chance on the hammer releasing and firing.
You know what? I did a little research on that. And mm-hmm. what I found out was that in 1968, they had some laws that said that guns manufactured after that date had to meet standards whereby even if they're cocked, they would be unlikely to go off if they were dropped. There's mm-hmm. certain safety mechanisms built in after that point. But before 1968, that was not the case.
Yeah.
So it's more likely depending on how old the gun is. But mm-hmm. a revolver is really a very safe gun because of the way that it works mechanically.
Yeah, well, like I tell all my students, there's no need to carry a revolver cocked
mm-hmm.
because it is a double action. It can be fired from the cocked position or the uncocked.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the time to draw it out and do what you need to do if a threat would arise.
Mm-hmm.
But
and if you're not scared, if you're not, you know, fear is a bad thing. It causes yes. paralysis. It causes nerves. It causes panic. You don't want any of those things to be on you if you're handling a gun. So it's good to learn and know that you don't have to worry.
That's
if you're
right.
carrying a revolver, you carry it without it being cocked, especially. You're the one in control of it. It's not going to hurt anybody unless you choose to pull that trigger or
again,
someone else pulls the trigger.
That's where I want to preach that it can either be your best friend or your worst enemy.
With the pistol now, the
yes.
semi-automatic.
Now, it depends on what stage it's in. If you just put rounds into your magazine and slide your magazine up and you do not chamber a round, it's not going to go off. Because there's not a round in it. But once you do chamber a round, now the firing pin is set. If you drop it, as the breakdancing FBI agent down in Denver learned a couple years ago, once it hits the ground, it can be fired. And
we have to say that again because it's so good. The breakdancing FBI agent in Denver who did a flip on the dance floor and his gun
fell out
and shot someone in the foot?
Leg, somewhere around there. But yes, it did hit an innocent civilian that was in the dance club.
He was well overdue for a sabbatical
yeah.
if he had only taken time off
mm-hmm.
for earlier.
Yep. But then this is where you have to become intimate with these pistols, because like I tell people, when you buy a gun, it's like buying a car. You can buy a Volvo or you can buy a Cadillac. Some have safety, some do not. Now, even if you do chamber a round and you flip the safety on, it's still man-made.
Mm-hmm.
How much trust do you have into that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't carry a round in the chamber if I would carry a semi-automatic.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows me. I carry a 357 Magnum wherever I go. Because the simplicity and the ease of use of getting it out and getting where I need to be is there. Okay, but a semi-automatic, people tell me, well, that's like trying to put your seatbelt on before a car crash.
Hmm.
Well, it's what chances do you want to take? I would rather take my chances there than accidentally end an innocent life.
Right, and one thing I was worried about is, well, okay, if you go to a gunfight and one person has a pistol, semi-automatic, which is the definition of pistol, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other one has a revolver. Isn't the one with the pistol going to be shooting bullets faster? And that's not necessarily the case, right?
No, neither one is the case. I mean, it's the experience of the shooter and how well is he trained in the firearm that he is holding.
Right. Okay. So, Lee, I understand that someone is like the most special person in your whole life is out there listening to you today. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's wonderful that I hope she got on the live stream. And you want to say hello to your mom?
Hey, Mama. I'll be back to Indiana when I can get there. And I'm sorry about all those text messages where you tell me to call you. I will call you soon.
I can tell you he's really excited that you're listening. He mentioned you, and his face was lit up. So that's great. Now, if you'd like to join this conversation, you're welcome to call in at 970-680-1360. 970-680-1360. And we'll be back in just a few moments to talk more with Lee Turner Jr. of Tango Firearms Training. Thank you, Lee.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
I wish a buck was still silver.
Brian again with Turf Tamers Landscaping. What a great season we've had so far. We've installed flower beds, paver and flagstone patios. We've planted hundreds of trees, shrubs, and flowers, and generally beautified many homes and commercial properties. Thank you to all the KHNC listeners who gave us a call and consideration. If you are in Fort Collins, Loveland, Timnath, Wellington, or LaPorte, please call us at 970-460-8873 or visit us at turftamerslandscaping.com.
With Small Business Saturday coming up, make a big impact and shop small this year for Christmas. On Saturday, November 28th, downtown Johnstown has a great lineup of amazing deals from your favorite family-owned small businesses, like Johnstown Clothing, Dominic's Pizza, Black Sheep Coffee and Crepes, Mr. Donuts, and so many more. To check out all the great deals, head to visitdowntownjohnstown.com or visit us on Facebook. When you shop small, it makes a big difference. Head to downtown Johnstown on Small Business Saturday. Stay loyal, shop local, and we'll see you on the 28th.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hello, I'm attorney Thomas Curry. My firm focuses on providing affordable, personalized estate planning for couples and individuals regardless of age or circumstance. When we first meet, we will identify what is important to you and your family, then discuss what legal tools could be a good match for your situation. Please visit my website, thomascurrylaw.com, to schedule your free consultation. Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-E-Y. I look forward to hearing from you.
Enter promo code KHNC when shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's promo code KHNC.
Welcome back to Brain Cleavage. We are thinking with Lee Turner Jr. today about firearms. And I've got a caller on the line. Let's see here if we can get him on, him or her, and see what they'd like to say. Caller, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, well, what's your name, caller?
This is Richard. I'm a local here in Greeley. How are you guys doing today?
Welcome, Richard. We're well. Thank you for calling. What would you like to say about today's topic?
Boy, it's... It should have been talked about a long time ago, knowing all that we know today. You know, things are really coming down. For me, it's a sad day to see what's happening to this country, that we have to start thinking about topics like this. I was blessed to be raised by a man who was military, law enforcement, and most of all, a gunsmith. And I have all the experience and the knowledge, but I never thought in my lifetime that I would ever have to actually think about arming up and get ready to defend ourselves. It never really, I guess I took it for granted, you know, that we were living a free America, a free society and all that, and yet here we are. Mm-hmm. My problem is Lee, you know, you're one hell of a man to have the knowledge that you have and to bring it on air, to share it with the people of the airways is very important today, and I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Again, I think it's a little sad that it's, you know, now, it should have been done a long time ago. But my question, I have not prepared myself because, like I said, I never sustained having the artillery personally on hand because I never thought I'd have to. I think I lean on God more than anything at mm-hmm. that point. But how does someone like me who doesn't have the artillery but has the experience, and here we are faced in a time where we might be needing to group up and help out each other, how can someone like me get with somebody who's got artillery that's willing to share, I guess would be the word I'm asking?
Definitely go around and check with friends, you know, form groups if you have to. You know,
I've been trying that, Lee. I've been trying that. I'm from this neighborhood. I've been here all my life. And the divide that has been perpetuated mm-hmm. on this country is so astounding that I can honestly say I find myself alone.
Yeah, but it's the demand out there is very limited. I mean, I go around and look.
You know what, Richard? Militia groups are very welcoming of people to come to their meetings, people, you know, like yourself, people that they know are mm-hmm. patriots. And that would be a great place for you to get connected. Even if you don't have an arsenal, you can, you know, it would help you to feel connected to another group of people who are taking, you know, action to prepare themselves. And, you know, when the time is right for you, if you're able to have your own arms, then that's great. But right now, it's not good for people to be isolated like you're feeling. Mm-hmm. And I know, because I went to a in Longmont every Saturday at noon. They have people that go out and protest. They just express their First Amendment right to go out and protest. They do it on Main Street in Longmont. And there, you'll see people there. Some of them are open carrying. And you network with people and find out who's connected, and they will embrace you, someone like you, because they appreciate what you're saying.
Another gun group.
I've been doing that. But look, I don't know if I can throw my name out there and a number, but you know, I don't know how to get a hold of these militias. I'm not good on the internet. I don't have that kind of – I barely got a phone anymore. But, you know, if anybody wants to reach out to me, Jason's got my number.
Okay.
I'd like to be able to group up and get involved some because I'm feeling nervous.
Check out Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Group. They're a pretty big group
all
up
right.
here. Okay.
Appreciate it. Great show, guys.
Thank
I love you.
You.
God bless.
Thank you so much, Richard. Take care. Bye. God bless. All right. So the next thing that we're going to talk about here, and that was a great call, Richard.
Yes.
We always appreciate your calling in. And, you know, you got to just start somewhere. There's no formula, and there's nothing that's perfect. Mm-hmm. So just take it one step at a time, and you'll get there. So one of the questions that comes up is about rape, because, you know, obviously, if someone breaks into your house, if they're coming at you with hate in their eyes and you know that they're trying to kill you, they've got a weapon in their hand. Even for a woman, you know, if a man's coming at her with his fists clenched and he's bigger, he's got weapons. And the some women, though, are of the opinion that if a man is trying to rape them, that they don't have the right to use lethal force to prevent that rape. And Lee has brought that up in his classes, so I'd like him to have a chance to address that.
Yeah, that is false. In the state of Colorado, under the justification of force, CRS 18.1704, Section C, you can stop a sexual assault. You can, okay, because it is a mental. But also, do you know what their intent is after the fact?
Mm-hmm.
Do they want to leave a witness? You don't know what their intent does. Mm-hmm. So you can stop sexual assault, but you're saying women, and that also goes for little fellas out there.
Okay.
There's some little fellas don't want to be taken by a big old buck.
Mm-hmm.
So they too can stop sexual assault
mm-hmm.
if it comes to that. But yeah, it is a high female question. And I had a female about 3 years ago. She motivated me, and I went to my good friend, Buddy Myers, and talked to him about it and told him what she had been told that during one of her – I said, you want to get your concealed carry? And she said, well, I took the class, but they told me I couldn't stop sexual assault. I said, what? She said, yeah. They told me I had to be a good witness, get a good description of them. That's wrong. Okay. You females out there, you don't have to give any man anything you don't want to, and that's include your bodies. Mm-hmm. No man has any right to try to take that from you, and you have the right to stop that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know, and, you know, it's part of the criminal mind and the criminal process is to intimidate the victim and make the victim basically participate with the crime.
Yes.
So I hope that that helps some of our listeners, and we've talked about that before. Now, we've got a bunch of other things here. What about – some of these are just going to sound like random questions, but that's okay because they're interesting answers. What about guns that have blanks in them? Can they hurt people?
Okay, there is a difference between blanks and training rounds. Training rounds, no, and I highly advise, especially all my new shooters, to get these training rounds because training rounds will help you create that muscle memory that you need. And muscle memory will override fear when the time comes. Blanks, they do make a flash. So putting it in someone's face or up against their temple, you would not want to do that.
Well, there's an example of an actor way back in 1984. He was only 26 years old. I don't remember this, but his name was John Eric Hexum. He was on the set of a movie or a TV series, and he was between scenes. He was kind of bored, and there was a gun that was full of blanks that they were using for various scenes. And just goofing around, he picked up the gun, he put it up to his head, and he shot it, and it was a .44.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, I mean, that's a big caliber, but it was a blank. But what I read was that if it normally wouldn't hurt somebody if, you know, you shoot it and it's not right up against your body.
Yep.
But it still has all that pressure mm-hmm. of the firing of and the fuel going off. And even though they're packed with like paper, it actually caused his skull to cave in, to fracture, and go into his brain. That guy ended up dead.
Yeah, that's why you do not want to train with those. Mm-hmm. A training round will get you everything you need, other than it will not send a projectile out the end of the barrel.
What about, and this might be misconception too, but I don't know, what about metal? And like if you're shooting in a place where, you know, there's maybe an old car that's really made out of metal, or you're in a shed, what about ricocheting bullets? Is that something to be concerned about?
Yeah, it is. You definitely want to be aware of your background, of what you're shooting at. Definitely do not be shooting at iron or steel. Okay, mm-hmm. Iron or steel, because when a bullet is fired, energy is created.
Right.
And that energy is going to go somewhere, and it can be like a slingshot and send it straight back at you. I'm not even a fan of soft metal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, out of my range, we have a soft backstop, and I know that when the bullet impacts into it, that's where it's going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely want to be very, very leery of what you're shooting at when you're target practicing.
Okay, well, I'm thinking if you were in a situation where somebody was an aggressor against you, trying to hurt you, and there was metal around, and you know you needed to protect yourself. I mean, you're just going to have to do what you have to do.
You're going to have to do what you got to do to stop a threat.
And I read that even like with ARs and AKs and these really strong rifles, they can't go through metal. They can't even go through a half inch of metal. It takes the military grade assault weapons to actually pierce metal. That's what I read. So.
Depends on the round. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is rounds out there that, I mean, it's hard for the civilian to get his hands on them. I mean, if you do, probably on the black market. But there is rounds that will pierce metal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But they won't go through a metal engine block, you know.
No.
There's some myths out there about things like that, too. So, let me ask you this one, Lee. Have you ever been infiltrated as an instructor?
You mean it's like somebody tried to come on and take me on out there?
Somebody who shouldn't be there with the wrong intentions shows up.
It was back in August. I had a couple contract me for a couples class. And everywhere from the battlefields overseas to here at home, I've always trusted those little hairs that stood up on the back of my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And when they showed up, something told me it wasn't right.
Mm.
And after the first segment of the class, we got through it, and I said, okay, everybody go ahead and take a break. She was trying to distract me back at the table while he said he was going to use my restroom. And after about 5 minutes, I thought, well, he's either crapping or he's in my home. And I went in there and he was in my home. Yeah. At that time, I did draw out my .357 and asked him, what are you doing in my home? And he said, well, I'm looking for the restroom. That's not what you're looking
for. The restroom is in the ante room right when you walk in.
Yes,
you can't miss it.
You ain't missing that sign.
Right.
So I told him to put his hands on top of his head because he's done bypassed my signs that says private and employees only on my lead door into my house. And I actually told him to lift his shirts. I wanted to make sure he wasn't armed. And when I got him out to the classroom, his female partner was already standing up in her hand on her purse. And I told her, I said, "You put your hand in that purse, little sis. I'm going to fire." So they'll go ahead and pick it up by the straps. And I escorted them out.
Mm-hmm. Never seen him again.
No, I didn't. I heard him whispering on the way out. And I told him, if you come back looking for something, you're going to find something you don't want to find.
Mm-hmm.
So don't come back. Hopefully they don't.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty chilling.
Yeah.
Pretty chilling.
But that's why I like to have my assistant, Heather Brown, there with me whenever I can. Because she's not so much there to help train, which she does, and I'm getting her more deeper into this, but she's there to watch my six when I'm out on the range.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't know what watching your six is, you're going to hear me talk about it a lot during my show. Watching your six is watching your back.
Mm-hmm.
In the military, we say, "I got your six."
Mm-hmm.
That means I got your back while you stay focused on high noon.
That's great. That's, wow. I know you've got other stories, and I'm going to ask you more questions about stories that you've experienced. So that's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to go to, normally we would be at a break by now. So unless they're skipping that one, I guess maybe they are. So what about, Lee, what is the most common misconception that you have noticed among experienced gun owners? Like something that they know or think they know, but maybe they don't have it quite right.
Well, the biggest one when I get experienced shooters is they already know everything. Okay.
Yeah.
They then became comfortable with their handgun.
Right.
And they don't think they're going to be able to learn something. Especially when I get couples come out where the husband, "Well, I'm here more for my wife." But when he's done, he's like, "Oh, okay, I did learn something." But probably maybe one of my biggest one is the cross-eyed dominance, where people they want to shoot right-handed, but they want to use their left eye to shoot with it. And sometimes it's just a straightening of the head and moving the handgun over to the eye, and we'll help them fine-tune into that X.
So let me ask you a little bit more about that. So, you know, we all, even with a BB gun, you know, we've had some experience with finding the sights on a gun and then having target practice or shooting cans or something like that. Excuse me. And so what you're saying is that people develop a natural pattern of how they shoot, and that sometimes they don't even realize which eye is dominant or how they're lining up their sights. And you can notice this when they come to a class of yours and point this out and help them to become, what, more accurate?
Yeah, there's the way you learn from uncles, cousins, and daddies back in the woods, as I did. You know, my father took me out to the woods when I was 7 years old, and so I'm going to teach you how to shoot for three reasons: yourself, your family, and your home.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I learned. But then there's the correct way. And once I started getting my certifications, there is a correct way. And a lot of people have misconceptions about even the grip. Grip is very crucial when it comes into play to trying to shoot the X.
Uh-huh.
And like I tell all my students, don't think you'll become Olympic shooters on day one.
Uh-huh.
Forget about the X. Hmm. Learning the fundamentals and how to properly shoot a handgun. And over through time and perfecting your technique, speed, and those X's will come.
Do you think most people have good practices and habits when it comes to cleaning and oiling their guns?
No, that's why during some of my when I introduce some more classes about TFT, I've created a couple more classes that's going to be coming up, because I was kind of floored when how many people cannot clean a handgun. So now I'm going to be offering handgun cleaning classes for $15 a student. You bring your gun, and we're going to clean it from start to finish, because cleaning and lubrication is very, very important when it comes to maintaining your handgun. And it's like your car. You got to change the tires and change the oil. You got to maintain your handgun.
So if you let it get dry and you don't clean it and oil it, does it just not work properly?
Well, rust can take over, and which can cause malfunctions in it. And especially if you shoot it, and with all the buildup it can get in there, it can jam your gun up.
What happens if you use too much oil in between, like after you clean your gun?
You can over-lubricate. Okay,
uh-huh.
You don't want to over-lubricate your gun, but I always say a little bit more is better than a lot less.
Well, guess what? We have another caller. Let's see here.
Oh,
what
nice.
This got time to take this call?
Is it my mama?
good morning. No, this is a Colorado call, and you're on the air on KHNC with Brain Cleavage with Kara. Caller, go ahead. Tell us your name and make your comment.
Yeah, it's Dale.
Hi, Dale.
Just briefly, Kara and Lee, could you briefly address any preparations or expectations concerning the looming gun grab coming up? And I'll take the answer off the air.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate your call. Well, I've been worried about that, Dale. One thing I told Lee is that, you know, you need to be smart. In the past, we didn't have to worry so much because we didn't have even laws in place like the red flag laws, which now make it more dangerous, you know, I think more of a hazard for gun owners. I think if you're going to be a new gun owner, keep it completely to yourself. Do not tell your friends, your family. Don't put it on Facebook. Keep it, you know, it's only for you to know. It's for you to be able to protect yourself. That's just one idea. But, Lee, go ahead.
To answer his question, the socialist that these liberal lambs think they have voted into office, I don't think he's that stupid to think he's going to send troops door to door trying to take people's guns. He can't be. So what he thinks he's going to do is he's going to tax them to death. To my understanding, his tech and what I've been reading up on and knowing and, again, talking to my mentor, Buddy Myers at Tall Guns, he thinks he's going to tax us to death. If you got a semi-automatics or the magazines, $200 per. Now, that can be added up. And then I think what their goal with that is they're going to tax you to death so much with it that you turn your firearms over to them. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a way of forcing you. And I think they're going to force us into a direction they don't want to force us into.
Well, it's a given, Dale, like you intimated, it's a given that that is their agenda. We know that that's part of their plan. Mm-hmm. They have been doing, you know, working in that regard for a long time. So we do need to start thinking more about how do we prevent that. And I don't know for sure. I think one thing is you have to be willing to die for your country and mm-hmm. your freedom. And if people are just going to easily roll over and say, okay, you know, we're getting some practice about that right now with the way this coronavirus is being put out there. And, you know, if you fall for a little thing, you'll fall for a big thing. It's tough. It's very tough. When we come back from the break, we've got one more segment. Lee's going to tell us more about his classes, and then he'll take us out at the end of the program. Don't go away.
Hi, folks. This is Terry V. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. to my new show, Terry's Views of the News. The show is about current politics. It's a hard-hitting, truth-seeking, conservative view show. So tune in on Saturdays at 2 p.m. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, folks. In today's world of turmoil and change, how do you prepare for the next crisis? With propaganda-filled airwaves, who do you trust for the straight scoop? Our company, PacmanUSA.com, is built on 60 years of experience, truth, and integrity. We offer hard-to-get items covering a wide range of needs, things not found in the local big-box store. Visit us at PacmanUSA.com. That's PacmanUSA.com.
Hey guys, this is Steve from Red Pill Truth, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado. This show runs Saturdays at 3. We talk about the truths that the mainstream media won't tell you about until they have to. We'll see you Saturday at 3.
Why does it seem America is slowly sinking? Whose fault is it? It's not the Obamas or the Clintons. It's not Republicans or Democrats. It's not corporations, the military, or foreign countries. It's the Federal Reserve, a central banking system made up of private bankers that corrupt and control virtually all aspects of the world's money supply and the economy. All of the major problems of the world can be traced to the Federal Reserve and central banks of other countries. Hi, I'm Jason with the Colorado Front Range News Hour. Catch my show with co-host Brian here on KHNC 3 to 4, Monday through Friday. We sell gold and silver, the best way to protect your hard-earned money. Call 800-951-0592 and keep those blood-sucking bankers out of your wallet.
Yeah, freedom.
Welcome back to Brain Cleavage with Kara and my guest today, Lee Turner Jr. Thank you to all the callers who've called in today. Great questions and comments. Really appreciate that. If you have more information you'd like to give to Lee so he can use it to prepare for his show coming in January, you can reach him at lee@khnc.net. Lee, what one last question here before we go on to some specifics. What's the craziest thing you ever saw somebody do with a gun?
The craziest? I was on a range one day, and he had a misfire, and he looked down the barrel.
Oh, dear.
I was like, oh, brother, you do that again, you might not be doing it ever again.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. And that's, things can happen. Sometimes because people are, like, getting too comfortable with their firearms, or other times they just stop thinking.
That's what I talk about, people get too comfortable.
You can't quit thinking, you know. That's why this show's about thinking. So I want to give a couple of announcements. One of our sponsors is Warriors Revolution in Longmont. They are on their 1240 Ken Pratt Boulevard, and they are going to be – they get their deliveries on ammunition on Wednesday night. So that's tonight. If you get, like, guys need ammo, you could go find it there if you're in the Longmont area tomorrow. So tomorrow would be a great day to go stock up on your ammo at Warriors Revolution. Thank you for your sponsorship of KHNC, guys. And those guys are also Marine veterans, just like Lee. Finally, my last announcement is Representative Ken Buck, next Wednesday, a week from today at 6:30 p.m., is going to have a town hall, electronic town hall, to discuss and answer questions about election security. If you would like to find out how to get connected and to ask your questions and be involved with that call, you can email me, Kara, K-A-R-A, at khnc.net, and I'll be happy to forward you that information. So, Lee, tell us more about your classes.
Yeah, over the last couple of years, I've had to adapt to my customers' needs and wants, and I've grown. I've grown considerably. When I started out with 3 classes, now I'm up to 6. And some of these, I've done some changes, and even like you, when you came out for the rifle training, I used to be where you bring your rifle and ammo, and I train you in that rifle and ammo because there's various types out there. But now I do offer a course where I'll supply the rifle and the ammunition. So it's for 2 types, because I've had callers saying, well, I want to learn to shoot a rifle, but I don't have a rifle. So where do I start? Well, this is a good place to start. And then another one I have incorporated is called the reshoot. Once you've taken my handgun training, you can come back out, and we don't have to go through the whole classroom again. We just do a reshoot. You and a partner come out for $25 an hour, and you get me, my range, and we get out there, practice the fundamentals that you learn. And another one of it is the gun cleaning. It really has amazed me. It's like, whoa, these people don't know how to clean a gun. So it's a fun class. We start from the beginning to the end on cleaning and lubrication of your firearm. But the one I'm most excited about coming up is my personal defense training class. A lot of people read the prescription. They don't understand how much knowledge is in this class. And you can bring down to age 7, because you're going to be trained in personal defense with a handgun, OC sprays, hand-to-hand tactics, what your children should be doing, how to get them out of the way when you're facing a threat. And it's a dry fire class. So not alone am I the instructor, I'm also the bad guy. And you do get a chance to try to kill me in this class,
wow.
Which people laugh at each other because they don't understand the emotion that comes when I'm coming at them. So, and then also, we sell gift certificates out there. So with Christmas coming up, they make great stocking stuffers. And I just sold quite a few last year. A guy came out and bought quite a bit for his family for stocking stuffers. And I thought that was a really good idea. So I kind of advertise them as stocking stuffers. But I have people throughout the years come out and say, I want my family to take a handgun training class, so they'll buy them a gift certificate.
Mm-hmm. That's great. One thing that I'd like to say, Lee, is that we're really interested. Lee and I both are, because we have the same desires in this area. We want to have a source that could be at least a colleague or an ally, if not a sponsor, that sells guns and really gives adequate attention and customization to the needs of female gun owners. Mm-hmm. And we just haven't really found that. We found that most of the places, whether they be pawn shops or whatever that we're aware of in the area, pretty much push their pistols, their semi-automatics. And generally, that's not always the best gun for a woman. It's just not a real personalized experience where a woman can go into the shop and really get the customized help that she needs, whether it be
HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz, or call us at 303-829-5948.
Hi, KHNC listeners. Jerry Axum, real estate agent with Sears Real Estate. Established in 1972, locally owned, and our office is in Greeley. Growing up in Greeley, I am very familiar with the community and surrounding towns. I'd like to talk to you about your real estate questions, needs, or wants. Jerry Axum, 970-576-1089, 576-1089, or Jerry at SearsRealEstate.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Teresa Taylor. Heading into the Thanksgiving holiday, more Coloradans are contagious with COVID-19 than ever before. And the state is still on track to exceed intensive care capacity by mid-January. That's according to the latest data released by health officials on Tuesday. An estimated 1 in 41 Coloradans are contagious with coronavirus, up from 1 in 49 last week, and a large increase from an estimated 1 in 110 in recent weeks. The mayor of Longmont does not want the city's two hospitals to treat COVID-19 patients from Weld County or any other county that refuses to comply with state restrictions. Mayor Brian Bagley has asked City Council to consider a proposed resolution that would make it unlawful for any health care provider to provide medical services to any resident of a county or a municipality wherein their elected officials have refused to comply with the governor's emergency orders. The Jefferson County GOP is calling for an audit of the 2018 and 2020 elections, expressing concerns with the Dominion voting systems technology the county and 61 others across the state use in elections. On its website, Dominion Voting Systems dedicated its main page to clearing up some of the misinformation that's been going around, insisting that the systems are secure. The company says the allegations are so serious, its employees are being harassed and threatened, and that one employee even had a bounty put out on them. And cutting